الحمد لله على نعمة الإيمان به وبرسوله.
Praises to Allah for the blessing of faith in Him and His Messenger.
وهي ما هي مظهر المنة الكبرى التي يدرك بها من مات عليها فوق سوله ومأموله.
And this is the manifestation of that greatest favor, the possessor of the one who possesses it will comprehend after his death what is beyond his hopes or any of his requests.
ومن مات وهو فاقدها فلن يغني عنه ملك الكون بعرضه وطوله.
And if someone dies lacking iman, being the king of the whole world wouldn't avail him or her.
ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له يتفضل بالمنة على من سبقت لهم سوابق السعادة.
And we bear witness that there is no God alone without partner. He shows his favor to the one who he has decreed, for the one for whom he has decreed salvation.
ويصلح للصادقين معه غيبهم والشهادة.
And he corrects and rectifies for those who are true to him their unseen world and their seen world, their inward and their outward.
ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وقرة أعيننا ونور قلوبنا محمدا عبده ورسوله سيد أهل السيادة.
And we bear witness that our master Muhammad and the coolness of our eyes and our leader is the foremost of the people of mastery is his messenger and his servant.
مفتاح باب الرحمة وسبب السعادة.
And he is the key to the door of mercy and the cause of felicity or salvation.
المخصوص من قبل مولاه جل جلاله بما لا يحيط به عقل لأهل السماوات ولا لأهل الأرض.
The one who is elected to receive gifts from his master that cannot be comprehended by the intellect of anyone on the earth or in the heavens.
فهو أول شافع وأول مشفع يوم الوقوف والعرض.
He is the first one to intercede, the first one whose intercession will be granted on the day when we stand to be presented before God.
أحسن البيان للأمة فيما أوحى الله إليه.
He clarified the message to the Ummah that was revealed to him.
وتركنا على محجة بيضاء لا يزيغ عنها إلا هالك. ويصل بها كل صادق إلى مولاه ويسعد بالذلة بين يديه.
And he left us on a clear, bright path. No one swerves from it, no one deviates from it, except one who is destroyed. And by that path, they draw nearer to Allah and do those things that are beloved for Allah.
اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وكرم على عبدك المصطفى سيدنا محمد.
And we ask Allah to send His prayers, peace, blessings and honor to his servant, the chosen, our master Muhammad.
نبيك المجتبى.
And O Allah, to your prophet who you have selected.
وشفيعك المبتغى.
And your chosen intercessor.
وحبيبك المنتقى.
And your beloved who was purified.
سيدي أهل الأرض وسيدي أهل السماء.
The master of the people of the earth as well as the heavens.
وعلى آله وصحبه.
And similarly, those blessings and all upon his folk as well as his companions and all of those who love him and are near him. And this is to the number of your creation, O Allah, your pleasure with yourself, the weight of your throne.
أما بعد فإنها ساعة نقضيها وإياكم لها شان يوم تقوم الساعة.
To proceed, this is an hour that will spend us and you, and it will have a gravity that will manifest on the day of the final hour.
نتذكر بها ما أنيط برقابنا من أماء الوعي فيما أوحاه الله وبلغه رسوله ومصطفى.
We will discuss with you all, us and you, and take remembrance concerning the trusts that have been placed upon our necks of comprehending God's revelation, Allah's revelation, and conveyance thereof.
ونستوضح فيه الدور والواجب لكل مؤمن عام وللشباب خاصة.
And we will seek to draw clarity clarify the responsibility upon every believer whether they be male or female, young or old.
فمن أهم المهم على الشباب من المؤمنين ذكورا وإناثا أن يعلموا أنهم هم الحاملون للقضية الكبرى في هذا الوجود.
One of the greatest responsibilities for those who are young, whether they be male or female, is that they must know that they are the bearers of the greatest responsibility or mission that exists in the universe.
قضية معرفة الموجد والمقصود من هذا الخلق.
And this is the matter of knowing the originator, the creator, and the aim of the creation.
ومعرفة المآل الذي يئلون إليه وما يذهبون إليه.
And knowing our eventual outcome and our place of return, where are we going?
كل ما تشتغل به عقول العالم في هذا الخلق دون هذه القضية.
Everything that the intellects of everyone in the world is focusing on, other than this, is beneath this mission of ours.
وهم مع إضاعتها يعيشون في هذه الحياة في قصور وانحصار في الفكر والعمل لا يليق بالمستوى الإنساني الذي رفعه الله إليه.
And when they live in whatever they're engaged in this world, they live in a manner that is limited and deficient beneath the objective for which the human being was created.
ونجد الحق يخاطبنا فيقول ولا تكونوا كالذين نسوا الله فأنساهم أنفسهم أولئك هم الفاسقون.
And we find the real speaks to us saying with the likes of the verse, the translation of the meaning of which is, do not be like those who forgot Allah, so he made them forget their own souls, those they are the corrupt.
أعجب ذلك بذكر النتيجة لهذه القضية الكبرى فقال لا يستوي أصحاب النار وأصحاب الجنة أصحاب الجنة هم الفائزون.
After that he mentioned the result of this greatest matter that we're discussing, the difference between these two creatures, these two types of people, and he said the people of the fire are not equal to the people of paradise, the people of paradise, they are the triumphant.
أي إياكم أن تغتروا بالنجاح الجزئي والنجاح الأولي مع فقد الغاية والمصير الأكبر.
So do not be deluded by people having a limited success or the initial success, and that deludes you out of seeking the ultimate success.
قال الله عن أمم مضوا قبلنا ولقد مكناهم فيما إن مكناكم فيه وجعلنا لهم سمعا وأبصارا وأفئدة فما أغنى عنهم سمعهم ولا أبصارهم ولا أفئدتهم من شيء إذ كانوا يجحدون بآيات الله وكانوا بها يستهزئون.
And Allah mentioned the meanings of this verse are that he revealed to the disbelievers, we firmly established the people in the world previously in a manner that we have not established you, and we gave them hearing, sight and hearts, and their hearing, sight and hearts did not avail them at all because they denied Allah's verses.
لقد اغتر فرعون بنجاح ظاهري وقال أليس لي ملك مصر وهذه الأنهار تجري من تحتي.
Fir'aun was deluded by his outward sovereignty and he said, do I not have the kingdom of Egypt and these rivers flow beneath my feet?
وفترة محدودة وإذا به في آخر حياته قبل الموت يقول آمنت أنه لا إله إلا الذي آمنت به بنو إسرائيل وأنا من المسلمين.
And just a short period of time passed and he said at the very end of his life, I believe that there is no God except the God in whom those are the children of Israel believe, and I am from them.
الآن أنا مستسلم لمن حمل لي القضية الكبرى.
Now I am surrendering to the one who brought this greatest case or this greatest judgment to me.
الآن أخضع له وأتبعه.
Now I'll surrender to him and follow.
قال الله قد انتهت الفرصة التي أتيحت لك الآن وقد عصيت قبل وكنت من المفسدين.
Allah said, now your opportunity that was open before is over, and Allah revealed, now you're doing this, and before that you were from those who were disobedient.
فاليوم ننجيك ببدنك نخرج بدنك من البحر لتراك الأجيال بعد الأجيال بعد فيعتبرون.
Allah said, today we'll save your body, meaning that his corpse would be brought from the ocean so that the following generations could see him and derive a lesson from him in his life.
فاليوم ننجيك ببدنك لتكون لمن خلفك آية.
Today we will save you in your body or your corpse so that you can be for those after you a sign.
فلا يزال جسده محنطا موجودا الآن في القاهرة. إن أردت أن تراه تراه ولكن كثير رأوه ولم يعتبروا.
And his body remains until now in Cairo, and it's mummified, and some people have seen him. However, some of them have seen him and still not taken the lesson.
إن مستوى الإنسان الرفيع يقتضي أن لا يكون النجاح مجرد ملك يملكه ولا مجرد مواتاة الأسباب له ولا مجرد وفرة المال وكثرة الأمتعة وما يتمتع به.
The mission of the human being and their responsibility is too sublime for them to merely be attached to sovereignty or capabilities or wealth and so forth. It rises above all of that.
قال تعالى والذين كفروا يتمتعون ويأكلون كما تأكل الأنعام والنار مثوى لهم.
Allah said those who disbelieve they eat just as you eat, or they eat just as the cattle eat, and the fire will be their ultimate abode.
ولذا قالوا لا خير في خير بعده النار.
And for this reason, the learned say there's no good in some good thing that is followed by the fire.
كما لا شر في شر بعده الجنة.
And there's no evil in some difficulty or harm that's followed by paradise.
فيا حاملي القضية الكبرى.
So you who is bearing this greatest matter.
العاملين في هذه الأرض على أن تهيئوا للناس حسن المصير الأكبر.
And you who is carrying this message that will on the surface of the earth that will prepare for people ultimate salvation.
كونوا على عزة بالله.
Then you be in a state of elevation and honor through your relationship to Allah.
ولن تتحقق العزة بالله إلا بقدر التذلل لله.
And you is izza, yani elevation and honor through Allah only occurs to the extent that one humbles oneself and surrenders to Allah.
كان عبد الله بن أبي رئيس المنافقين عنده قوة ومنع ولسان فصيح وقبيلة كبيرة قوية. فظن أن في ذلك العزة وقال لئن رجعنا إلى المدينة ليخرجن الأعز منها الأذى.
Abdullah bin Ubay, he was the chief of the hypocrites in Medina, and he had material strength and he was extremely eloquent. And once when they were returning from a campaign, he said, when we return to Medina, those who are uppermost, those who have the most izza, will remove those who are lowermost or the humiliated.
فأنزل الله ولله العزة ولرسوله وللمؤمنين ولكن المنافقين لا يعلمون.
So Allah revealed His sign that izza, that elevation, in His case might and His izza belongs to Allah and His messenger and the believers. However, the hypocrites know not.
فإذا كانت هذه موازين الحق في قرآنه لنا كيف نرضى أن تغير هذه الموازين منا أو أن تعطل في عقول من حوالينا ممن آمن بالله ورسوله.
So if these are the true scales that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught in the Quran, how can we exchange them or have these altered by the ideas of those who do not even believe in Allah and His Messenger?
لا تبيع العزة بذلة.
Don't sell your honor for humiliation.
وذلة الإنسان لغير الله هي الذلة.
And a person surrendering and humbling themselves to other than Allah, that is true humiliation.
لكن الذلة لله هي العزة.
However, humiliation before Allah is in reality elevation.
أيها الشاب المؤمن اختر إما أن تذل لشهواتك أو تذل لغضبك وهواك أو تذل لمقاييس وموازين الكفار في الأرض أو تذل لترهات الحياة وزخرفها أو أن تتحرر عن هذا كله ولا تذل شيئا في الكون فتذل لمكون الكون.
He said, you young man or woman, you make the choice. Either you humble yourself and lower yourself to your desires, to your anger and your hawa, which is the false inclination of the ego, to the ideology of disbelievers or to the worldly, yani the facade of worldly ornaments, or you humble yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the heavens and the earth.
وبذلك كان إدراك الحقيقة والعمل عليها في السلوك الطيب بتحقيق التوبة والأدب مع الله للشاب خير وأفضل وأكمل ممن لم ينتبه لذلك إلا بعد مرحلة الشباب.
And for this reason, someone who believes in this reality and travels this path and makes a sincere repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and has good conduct thereafter, that has a special reward that is better than the person who wakes up and repents later in life.
وروى الديلمي عن علي بن أبي طالب عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
الديلمي narrates from Ali ibn Abi Talib from Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم.
أنه قال ستة حسن وهي في ستة أحسن.
Six things are good, and in six other things they're better.
العدل حسن.
Justice is good.
قال وهو في الإمام أي الحاكم أحسن.
And in the Imam, meaning the governor, it's even better.
العدل واجب على جميع الأمة في القضايا الكبيرة والصغيرة.
So being just, being equitable is an obligation on everyone, whether the case be small or great.
لكنه ممن يملك القوة ويقدر على التصرف أحسن وأفضل.
However, someone in a position of power who can have an effect, it's better and more splendid.
قال والورع حسن.
And scrupulousness, ورع, is splendid.
لكنه في العلماء أحسن.
However, it's even better when it's in the learned.
الورع جمال وكمال من كل أحد. لكن العالم عندما يتورع أفضل وأجمل.
ورع, scrupulousness is beautiful and splendid and perfection from a perfect quality from everyone. But when a learned man is scrupulous, it's even better.
والسخاء حسن.
And generosity is splendid.
وهو في الأغنياء أحسن.
And when the wealthier are generous, it's even better.
والصبر حسن.
Patience or steadfastness is splendid.
وهو في الفقراء أحسن.
And in the poor, it's even better.
قال والحياء والتوبة حسن. والتوبة حسن.
And repentance, توبه, is splendid.
لكن في الشباب أحسن.
However, in youth, it's even better.
في الشباب أحسن.
اللهم اتوب عليه.
ولذا جاء في الحديث القدسي أن الله يقول أيها الشاب الناسك التالك شهوته من أجلي أن تأنجيك بعض ملائكتي.
And it's mentioned in a sacred tradition, a Qudsi hadith, that Allah said, "Oh, you worshipping young man or young woman, you are to me like some of my angels."
وتمام الحديث الأول في الخصلة السادسة قال والحياء أحسن وهو في والحياء حسن وهو في النساء أحسن.
And the completion of that previous tradition, the sixth, is that modesty or shyness is splendid, and in ladies it's even more beautiful.
ولذا اعتنى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ببث هذه الأشياء في أصحابه.
For this reason, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم showed care to spread these qualities in the people who they were suitable for.
وكان بتوجهه ودعائه مداوات للشباب وللنساء وللبقية.
And in his directing himself to Allah and his prayer, there was a remedy and a medicine for the youth and for ladies and for the whole community.
فهذا الشاب الذي طلب الرخصة في الفاحشة والعياذ بالله تبارك وتعالى غضب عليه أهل المجلس فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم دعوه قرب إليه.
And this young man who asked permission to be able to commit indecent acts, everyone who was present got angry with him. However, the Prophet ﷺ said, "Come closer."
استعمل له علاجين قويين.
So he used for him two strong remedies for his case.
أحدهما أقوى من الآخر.
One of them stronger than the other.
أما الأول فإقناع عقلي.
First of all, convincing him intellectually, reason.
واستبعاث للفطرة والضمير.
And I'm stirring in his nature and his consciousness feeling.
أترضاه لأمك؟
And he said, "Would you be pleased with that for your mother?"
لا يا رسول الله.
No, Messenger of Allah.
كذلك الناس لا يرضونه لأمهات.
And he said, "Similarly, people aren't pleased that occur with their mothers."
أترضاه لأختك؟
Would you be pleased with it happening to your sister?
لا يا رسول الله.
And he said, no, Messenger of Allah.
كذلك الناس لا يرضونه لأخواتهم.
And similarly, people aren't happy for that to be done to their sisters.
أترضاه لعمتك?
Would you be satisfied with it for your aunt?
وذكر الخالة وذكر القريبات.
And also he mentioned the maternal aunt and other females. And in each of that case, he said, and he said, people are like this as well.
تبعث الضمير وحد العقل فجاء الدواء الثاني رفع يده الكريمة فوضعها على صدره.
So first he stirred this man's emotion, but also gave him something that was convincing intellectually, and then he used the second remedy, and he placed his noble hand on his chest.
قال اللهم طهر قلبه وحصن فرجه.
He said, oh Allah, purify his heart and make his private area chaste.
قال الشاب فما رفع يده وشيء على الأرض أبغض إلي من الفاحشة.
So this young man said he didn't lift his hand, except that nothing was more loathsome than more hateful for me on the face of the earth than fornication.
يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم.
He recites to them his verses and he purifies them.
خاطبه بالآيات.
He spoke to him with the verses, or spoke to them with the verses and conveyed to them, and then purified them with medicine.
أنتم معاشر الشباب إذا اجتهدتم في خدمة سنته وشريعته وقمتم بدعوة الناس إليها وصلت يد التزكية ببركته إلى ما حاولتم فيه فحلت.
You young people, if you strive to serve his sunnah and you do da'wah to those around you, his hand of purification will reach that and complete the efforts that you have begun.
فكم حقق الله على يد شاب متواضع مخلص صادق ناصح من توبات الكثير ببركة البشير النذير.
So how much has Allah made many people repent on the hands of a young man or woman, a young person who was sincere and true and strived in their efforts.
وكانت امرأة في المدينة خرجت عن النطاق الطيب فكانت مشهورة بقلة الحياة وهي جريئة.
And there is a woman in Medina who went out of the conduct that was appropriate, good conduct, and she was known for not being modest and being audacious in her conduct.
فمرت على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو يأكل مع بعض أصحابه.
So she passed once and Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was eating with some of his companions.
فقالت ألا تطعمون مما تطعمون.
So she said, won't you give me some of what you're eating?
كعادتها في الجراءة.
And that was how she was. She was insolent.
حمل النبي لقمة يناولها إياه.
So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took a morsel to give it to her.
قالت لا حتى تناولي من فمك.
She said, no, give me what's in your mouth.
فأخرج لها بعض الطعام من فمه وناولها إياه.
So he took some of the food from his own blessed mouth and gave it to her.
فما وصل بطنها إلا وامتلأت حياة.
So it didn't reach her stomach except that she was full of modesty.
انصرفت فكان يضرب بها المثل في قوة الحياة في المدينة.
She became and became, she left and became a parable, a similitude of modesty in her life after that.
الحياء حسن وهو في النساء أحسن.
So modesty is splendid and it's even more beautiful in ladies.
كما أن التوبة حسن ولكن في الشباب أحسن.
And just as repentance is splendid and in youth it's more excellent.
وحينئذ نرى أن الاستجابة الأولى له لفي دعوته كانت من الشباب.
And then we see that the first response to him in his summons in his da'wah was from the youth.
فسيدنا أبو بكر كان ابن 38.
سيدنا أبو بكر was 38.
سيدنا عمر بن الخطاب وقت البعثة كان ابن 27.
سيدنا عمر بن الخطاب at the time of the beginning of the message was 27.
فأسلم وهو ابن 32.
And he embraced Islam when he was 32.
فأعز الله به الإسلام.
Then Allah strengthened and empowered through him Islam.
وهو في هذا السن.
And he was this at this young age.
بينه وبين حمزة 3 أيام.
And there was three days between he and Hamza.
سيدنا علي أسلم وهو ابن 10 سنين.
And سيدنا علي embraced Islam when he was 10 years old.
فهؤلاء كلهم كانوا في السن المبكر.
So all of them were at an early age.
وحملوا الأمانة.
And they carried this trust, the amana.
فَنَفَعُوا الْخَلْقَ
And they gave benefit to the creation.
وَأَظْهَرُوا النُّورَ
And they manifest that light.
فَكَانُوا مَفَاتِيحَ لِلْخَيْرِ مَغَالِقَ لِلشَّرِ
So they were keys that unlocked doors of good and locks which prevented evil.
لَا يَعْرِفُونَ الْيَاسَ وَلَا الْمَلَلَ
They never fell into despair. They didn't even know despair or becoming bored.
وَلَا الْجُنُوطَ وَلَا الْجَزَعَ
Nor did they lose hope and also they wouldn't panic. They remained steadfast.
إِذَا نَزَلَتْ بِهِمْ شِدَّةٌ تَرَقَّبُوا مَا يَعْقُبُهَا مِنَ الرَّخَاءِ
When difficulty would befall them, they would wait for what they knew would follow of ease.
قال سيدنا علي رَضِيتُ بِمَا قَسَمَ اللَّهُ لِي
Sayyidina Ali said, I am pleased with what Allah has apportioned for me, the portion He's given me.
وَفَوَّضْتُ أَمْرِي إِلَىٰ خَالِقِي
And I have turned my affair, surrendered my affair over to my Creator.
كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ فِي مَا مَضَى كَذَلِكَ يُحْسِنُ فِي مَا بَدِي
Just as Allah has been good in what has preceded, He will be good in what remains.
والذي لم ينسك وأنت وسط بطن أمك ينساك بعد أن خرجت منها.
The one who didn't forget you when you're in your mother's womb, will he forget you after you've been delivered?
سألوا ذنون المصري عن سبب توبته.
ذنون المصري, they asked him about the cause of his tawbah, of his repentance.
قال أراني لا آية غريبة كانت سبب توبتي.
He said, Allah showed me a wondrous sign that was the cause of my repentance.
ما هي؟
And they asked, what is that?
في بعض أسفاري نمت تحت شجر.
He said, in some of my journeys, I slept under a tree.
وإذا قنبرة نوع من الطيور قنبرة عمياء جالسة فوق مسكنها فوق الشجر.
And there was a bird, a type of bird called قنبرة that was flying, sitting up on the tree.
قال ما أدري إلا وقعت على الأرض فانفتحت الأرض بإناءين.
And he said, no sooner I was unaware, and then all of a sudden. It fell to the earth, and the earth split open, and two vessels, two saucers came out.
واحد فيه طعام وواحد فيه ماء.
In one of them there was food, and the other there was water.
فأكلت من هذا وشربت من هذا ثم ارتفعت وانطبقت الأرض.
And he said she ate from this one and drank from that one, and then went back up, and the earth closed again.
وقلت سبحان الذي لم ينسى هذا الطائر الأعمى فوق هذه الشجرة وسخر له الرزق.
And I said سبحان الله and a praise for Allah who didn't even forget this blind bird living on this tree and gave it its provision.
فلزمت الباب حتى قبلني.
And he said so I stayed at the door until he accepted me.
أمام الناس في العالم أنواع من الشرور تتعلق بالفكر أو المعلومات أو تتعلق بالسلوك والخلق.
Before the people in the world, there are various types of evil. They relate to thought or information, and they also relate to character, morals.
ومن أعظم مهمة الشباب المؤمن العمل على أداء الواجب في حماية الناس من شرور الأفكار والمعلومات ومن شرور الأخلاق.
And from one of the greatest responsibilities that a youth has is to protect people from the harm and the evil that is confronting them, whether it be in thought and in or whether it be in akhlaq.
لن يتمكنوا من ذلك حتى يقيموا الميزان الذي أنزله الله.
And he will not be able to do this, protect them from evil and thought and in information and akhlaq until he establishes the proper balance of akhlaq.
إن الله أرسل الرسل بكتب وبميزان.
For verily, Allah sent the messengers with the revealed books and also with the balance or the scale. Allah said, verily, we sent our messengers with clear signs.
وَأَنزَلْنَا مَعَهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْمِيزَانَ
And we revealed with them the book as well as the scale or the balance.
لِيَقُومَ النَّاسُ بِالْقِسْطِ
So that people could live or establish equity.
إذا أخذ علم الكتاب وأقيم الميزان فإن الخير يعم من هذا القائم به من حواليه سواء كان مسلما أو كافرا.
If knowledge of the book is taken and the scale is established, the good of this person who has established the scale will reach those surrounding them, whether they are Muslim or disbelievers.
فإنه لم يقل ليقوم المسلمون بالقسط ليقوم المؤمنون لكن ليقوم الناس بالقسط.
For verily Allah didn't say so that the Muslims could establish equity or justice. But he said, and he didn't say so the believers could establish it, he said it so that the humanity could establish equity or justice, يقوم الناس.
فهناك ميزان لحقوق الإنسان كإنسان ولحقوقه في مرحلة الطفولة ولحقوقه في مرحلة الشباب ولحقوقه في حالة الزوجية ذكرا كان وأنثى ولحقوقه في مرحلة الكبر ولحقوق الكائنات من حولنا حيوانات ونباتات وجمادات وكلها في هذا الميزان قائمة على وجه العدل والإحسان ينتفع بها المسلم والكافر.
So the human being has rights from the point of view of being human, and in the various phases in the development of the human being. When they're a child, they have specific rights of a child. When they're older, they have specific rights of being older. When they're in marital relations, there are specific rights. When people are old, there are specific rights. Those creatures that surround us similarly have rights. They're animals, they're plants, they're inanimate objects. And if the person establishes this balance that Habib is talking about, they can deal with all of those various types of creatures, surrounding them in a manner of excellence, in a manner of goodness.
وقال لنبيه إن أنزلنا إليك الكتاب بالحق لتحكم بين الناس. ولم يقول بين المسلمين.
And Allah said to His Prophet, "Verily revealed to you the book that you could judge with it between people," and He didn't say between Muslims.
لتحكم بين الناس بما أراك الله.
He said that you may judge between people with that which Allah has shown you.
فبعدله وبإنصافه شمل من حواليه من منافقين ومشركين ويهود.
With His justice and fairness, He encompassed those who are around them, of both the Muslims, the hypocrites, as well as the Jews.
ولذا كان لهم رجوع إليه في المعضلات.
And for this reason, I believe he's referring to the Jews, would return to him in difficult questions.
ألا إن مهمتكم عظيمة فإذا استعنتم بالعظيم أعانكم العظيم على العظيم.
You have a great, a magnificent mission and responsibility if you seek the aid of Al-Azim, of the magnificent, the great. He will aid you in this great mission of yours.
وقد خمس البيتين لسيدنا علي بعض مشايخنا الحبيب إبراهيم بن عقيل بهذه الأبيات.
And one of our sheikhs, Habib Ibrahim bin Aqil, he made a takhmis like turning one line of poetry into a poem that's five lines, into two lines of Imam Ali.
قال إذا أزمة نزلت قبلي.
He said, if a difficulty or a crisis comes in my direction,
وضقت وضاقت بها حيلي,
and I become constrained and I don't have any avail,
تذكرت قول الإمام علي.
I remember the saying of Imam Ali,
رضيت بما قسم الله لي.
I am satisfied with what Allah has apportioned for me, the portion He's given me.
وفوضت أمري إلى خالدي.
And I have turned my whole affair over to my Creator.
فما أتم الضيق حتى انقضى.
So then it's not very long until that constriction is finished.
وجاء التباشير فيض الرضا.
And then the glad tidings of a flood, of a forth pouring of Allah's good pleasure come.
وقد أطفأ الله جمر الغضب.
And Allah, or being flat pleased with Allah's decree, and Allah has extinguished. Allah extinguishes the ember or the coal of anger.
كما أحسن الله فيما مضى.
Just as Allah has been good in what has preceded.
كذلك يحسن فيما بقي.
He will continue to be good in what remains.
وأنتم أمام هذا المنهاج النبوي ترون كم مناهج أنظمة قامت في العالم.
So you are before this prophetic way, and you see before you how many different ways or methodologies that have been established in the world.
وكلها لم تعمر طويلا.
And none of them had lasted very long.
وما تمضي السنون إلا ويظهر فيها الخلل.
And only a few years pass, and the deficiency of those methodologies appears.
فيحصل قد يحصل أولا فيها تعديل وتغيير.
First of all, they may alter it and change it.
ثم تنقض من أصلها.
And then it will be entirely invalidated, or it will be left.
في مختلف أقطار الأرض.
In the various regions of the earth, we find this matter occur.
في ما يتعلق من الأنظمة بالإجتماعيات.
So, for instance, societal systems or sociological systems,
فيما يتعلق بالاقتصاديات,
economic systems,
فيما يتعلق بالعلاقات والسياسات,
political relationships.
فنجد كل تلك الأنظمة عرضة للتغير وللفشل.
So we find all of these systems and ideas may change and even fail.
لكن ما وضعه رسول الله لا نزال نخاطب به أهل الشرق والغرب ولن يجدون خيرا منه لهم في الحياة.
However, what Allah's messenger brought and established, we continue to speak to use it to speak to the people of the West and the East, and they haven't found anything better, nor will they ever.
هذه وحدها معجزة كبيرة من المعجزات.
He said, "This alone is a great miracle."
تأمل بعض العقلاء من الكفار فقال وجدت كل نظام يأخذ مدة ثم يفشل وإذا بأتباعه يبغضون من جاءهم به إلا محمد وجدت على مدى القرون أتباعه يزدادون محبة له.
There was an intelligent disbeliever and he said that I looked at every system and I found that eventually the people who were following that system left it and forsaked it except the way of the Prophet Muhammad. Over all of these various centuries, his followers only increase in love for him.
تكلم في حياته عن هذا الكون.
He spoke in his life about this universe.
عن الأرض وعن السماء.
On the earth and the heavens.
عن النبات عن الحيوان.
On plants and animals.
حتى عن الأجنة وتكوينها في البطون.
He even spoke about the fetus and how it forms within the wombs.
1400 سنة يتطور الإنسان ما تطور ويستحدث ما يستحدث ما يجد كلمة من كلماته إلا حق واضح لا تحتاج زيادة ولا نقص.
1400 years pass and people have these inventions and new things occur and they don't find any of his words that have any deficiency and they're just as true as they've always been.
من قال له إن النطفة تتحول إلى علبة؟
Who told him that the phase of the fetus called the nutfa turns into the phase called the alaqa that sometimes they translate
zygote,
and that the alaqa that they translate as zygote turns into the phase called mudgha, which is something that
resembles a
new. And then the mudgha, the lump of fetal flesh, forms a structure of bone.
ثم تكسى العظام لحما.
And then these bones are clothed with flesh.
الإنسان بالوسائل المتاحة له اكتشف هذا في قرننا هذا.
He said, the human being with the various tools that have been placed at his disposal discovered this just in this century.
لكن رسول الله تكلم بها قبل 1400 سنة.
However, Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم spoke of this 1400 years ago.
فاكتشافات العصر معجزة من معجزات.
So even the scientific discoveries of this age are one of his miracles.
علامة على صدقه.
Are a sign of his truthfulness.
وكل ما يكتشف مستحدثا يوجد أنه علامة من علامات صدق هذا المحدث عن الله.
And every new thing that will be discovered or that is discovered, it is a sign of the truthfulness.
زادنا الله محبة له.
May Allah increase us in love for Him.
ثبت الله أقدامنا على اتباعه.
May Allah make our feet firm in following Him.
ضاعف البركة في هذه المدرسة.
May Allah multiply the blessing in this school.
خذ بأيدي أهلها.
And may Allah take its people by their hands.
زادهم من فضله.
May Allah increase them in His beneficence.
وجميع مدارسكم.
And all of your schools.
وفي الحاضرين أجمعين.
And all of those present.
ذكورنا وإناثنا.
Whether male or female.
جعلنا الله مرايا حسنة يفيض فيها نور الإسلام.
May Allah make us splendid mirrors in which the light of Islam reflects.
وجمال الإيمان.
And the beauty of faith.
وبهاء الإحسان.
And the excellence of إحسان.
وعظمة القرآن.
And the greatness of the Quran.
والصدق الصادق المصطفى من عدنان.
And the truth of the true, the chosen from the children of Adnan.
ورزقنا حسن المتابعة.
May Allah give us to follow him in a good way.
ورزقنا بأخلاق.
Make us follow his character.
أكرمت أقواما بنصرته في عصره ففي عصرنا أكرمنا بنصرته.
You ennoble people to give victory to him in his time,
in our time ennoble us to give him victory. Make us of his aids. Those who take from his light. Who follow his footsteps.
يا أرحم الراحمين.
Oh, most merciful of the merciful.
كل واحد منا اجعله مفتاحا للخير.
Each one of us make him a key to good.
مغلاقا للشر.
A lock which closes evil.
سببا للهدى.
A cause of guidance.
نافعا للعباد.
Benefit to the servant.
إن نبيك أخبرنا أن الخلق كلهم عياله.
Verily your prophet informed us that all of the creation is are his dependents.
وأن أحبهم إليك أنفعهم لعياله.
And that the most beloved of them to you are those who benefit his dependents most.
من أنفع الناس للناس.
So make us of the most beneficial of humanity for humanity.
وخير الناس للناس.
And the most good of people to people.
يا أرحم الراحمين.
Oh, most merciful of the merciful.
وزد إخواننا في هذه البلد إشراقة أنوار الصدق.
And increase these brothers of ours in this land with an increase in the radiance and dawning of light, of the light of truth.
بأيديهم لموجب السعادات.
And guide them by the hands to those things which cause salvation.
والفوز في الدنيا والآخرة.
And triumph in this world and in the hereafter.
وانظر إلى قلوبنا هذه.
And gaze to these hearts of ours.
طهرها ونورها.
Purify them and enlighten them.
وإحنها بالإيمان.
And fill them with faith.
وباليقين.
And with certitude. يعلم
من أهل علم اليقين.
And make us from the people of علم اليقين. And true and certainty of sight.
وأعد علينا عوائد أهل حق اليقين.
And make the blessings of the people of certainty of truth return to us.
يا أرحم الراحمين.
Oh, most merciful and merciful.
واغفر لوالدينا ومشايخنا.
Forgive all of our parents and teachers.
علينا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. أصلحنا واجعلنا صالحين. هادينا مهتدين. غير ضالين ولا مضلين. ثبتنا في ديوان المقربين. اجعلنا في هداك وفي خواص المتقين بعين عنايتك.
آمين.
يا أكرم الأكرمين.
آمين.
ارحمنا يا الله.
يا الله.
تولنا يا الله.
يا الله.
سعدنا يا الله.
يا الله.
انظر إلينا يا الله.
آمين.
وفقنا يا الله.
يا الله.
خذ بأيدينا يا الله.
يا الله.
قومنا إذا عججنا. أعنا إذا استقمنا. خذ بأيدينا إذا عثرنا. لا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين. اكتب لنا بالحسنى وأنت راض عنا. صلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم. الحمد لله رب العالمين.